Glory to God. As we go. Hallelujah. As we go. You are God's project. You are His project. You are His plan. And so, your desires are subsumed in His own. Because you are His project. Say, I'm His project. Say, I'm His plan. In this earth, I'm His project and I'm His plan. You know, Jesus met 12 young guys. 12. 12 of them. He met some of them fishing in Matthew's Gospel chapter 4. He met Matthew the tax collector. Some other ones, you know, he went to them and they followed him. After about 2 years plus, they were with him. They saw him teach. They saw him preach. They saw him. They were with him from coast to coast. Matthew's Gospel 4. In 35, they were with him everywhere. Matthew's Gospel 9. In 35, same thing. They were going from place to place with him. At some point, he even sent them out to go and preach. Matthew's Gospel 10 again. And Luke's Gospel chapter 9. And Luke's Gospel chapter 10 for the other 70. He sends them out. And at that point, you know, all they were seeing was Jesus, who probably become King, Messiah, and then rescued them here from whatever economic situation they were having, whatever slavery, as it were, oppression they were receiving from Rome. Their minds were that way. In fact, after he had spent about 40 days, according to Luke, to teach them the word, and he opened their understanding, they might understand the scriptures. Luke's Gospel 24, verse 25 to 27. And Luke's Gospel 24, verse 44 to verse 45. Their minds were open. But somewhere in their minds, you know, like many of us, we still have something that we still believe. There's still something you believe. After all the teaching series, after all the books you've read, there will be something somewhere, locking somewhere. You know, for a while, after I learned, when I got born again, I think in 2 weeks, I came out for 5 altar calls. 5. So I was born again 5 times in 2 weeks. I kept coming out. So years later, when I got a hold of the Word of God, and I saw it, about the assurance of salvation, the reality of redemption. And it was very clear, very clear, very, very clear to me. It was convincingly clear. But you know, because of my background, when they give an altar call, somehow you will come out. If I've been in a meeting that they gave the altar call and the pastor's wife came for the altar call, one of my friends told me one. He said they went for a minister's conference and the pastor preaching now preached salvation. And half of the ministers came out to be born again. It's very interesting. So, you know, after all the light, and even preaching to others and blessing them, every time I hear someone say, if you are there and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, if the trumpet shall sound now, you may not, I'll feel like answering the call. So sometimes you could still have those things in your mind. It's still there. So those guys, they asked him, would you at this time, Acts 1:6, restore again the kingdom to Israel? That's why you need many meetings. Hallelujah. You hear what I just said? One series is not enough. One seminar is not enough. These guys have just done 40 days. And their minds were renewing, not renewed. It was a renewal. They say, hey, but sir, we've heard you. Man, this is beautiful truth. The kind of teaching you taught us today. In fact, the revelation. You know, somebody told me this morning, he said another name for revelation is now turbulence. You know, this is an interesting generation. I said, how did you get that? I said, you know, you told us to take us through turbulence. He said, all my beliefs have now been turbulent. I don't know what you mean by that. After all the turbulence, okay? And you are studying, and after all of that, he said, You know, after a while, when you settle down, that belief might still be there. You know? And that belief. Someone told me, he said, Pastor, when you talked about the rapture, I understood it and the Antichrist. But in my head, I still feel somebody is going to show up and begin to distribute 666. I said, if I see someone, I'll collect it. He said, ha. I said, you see, you have not changed your belief. For you to have said, ha, it's still there in your mind. So sometimes we have those things in our minds. We still mix up God's word with our thinking. So, he told them, it is not for you, Acts 1:7, but to know the times and the seasons where the Father has put his own power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Notice what they were saying. Would you restore the kingdom to Israel? He said, you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. He broke the barrier of your thinking. The Spirit of God has enlarged your vision. He has changed your thinking. He has changed the way you see things. You are God's project. You are God's project. So they saw things differently. Oh, it is not about Israel. It is about the nations of the earth. It's not about Nigeria. It's not about Africa. It's not about restoring the glory of Lagos. It's not about restoring the glory of Africa. No! It's a global project. It's a global project. And as we were saying, when he says, the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power after which the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And he says in Luke 24:49, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Then you track back. And Peter got on the day of Pentecost. And they spoke in tongues. I've told you. Listen to me. Pentecost was not about tongues. It was about a harvest of souls. T.L. Osborne said it. And I got it quickly as he said it. He said the reason for the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not speaking in tongues. It's to reach the world. That's the Bible truth. Speaking in tongues, don't forget, speaking in tongues is the reversal of the scene of Babel. And God called Abraham out. He called Abraham out to build a new nation. So speaking in tongues is an evidence that you are called into a purpose bigger than you. Speaking in tongues is an evidence that you are in God's building project in the earth today. Peter got up and he said, This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel in the last day, said, God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. So I located that. And Joel said that after an exodus and a new beginning. So I tracked back again. Where do I find it? Isaiah 61 and verse 1. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach glad tidings to the meek. And he goes on and on to build the waste places. Then Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. It says, darkness shall cover the earth. Is that Genesis? Is that Genesis? Gross darkness is people. Oh. So there's a Genesis project going on here. Isaiah 44 again verse 3. It said, he will pour the Spirit upon the desert, and the desert shall become a fruitful place. That is Genesis again. Then Numbers 11, where Moses was told by God, gather 70 elders. I will take the Spirit that is upon you. In other words, the mission upon you. And place it upon them. And they will prophesy alongside with you. Numbers 11, from verse 16. And Moses does that. And 70 symbolizes the known world to the Israel nation. 70 nations. That means a global project. And that takes us quickly back to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. There was darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, moved upon the face of the waters. The first action of the Spirit in Scripture is to be upon people. And that is a project that God has called you into. And notice, He says, you shall be witnesses unto me. Like saying, you are my image and likeness. In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That is the project we are into. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. That is the project you are into. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and notice this as I close, that the baptism of the Holy Ghost was for everybody. He said, upon all flesh, your sons and daughters, your old men, your young men, your servants, male and female, which is strange, because servants are not meant to do such responsibilities, but God breaks the barriers. He breaks the barriers of the women. Women and men. Someone said this, and I liked it. He said, if we are going to obey scripture today, he said, only women should preach today. Because on the resurrection, it was women that preached the resurrection. Can I have an amen? Some guys are already frowning. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What? Upon all flesh, glory to God. So you are God's project in the earth today. You are His mission, and you are on His mission. He put the Spirit upon you to carry out His project in the earth. And as you leave this conference, dedicate yourself. Dedicate yourself to what He has given you. He has put His Spirit upon you for one reason: to reach the world for Him, to build with Him, to walk with Him. To walk as a co-laborer with Him. And as you go back to your cities, your towns, villages, nations, that project will continue with you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the prophecies that we have received, they will blossom in your country, in your church, in your nation, in your ministry, in your mission. And from this day, the work in your hands becomes a missionary work. It becomes a missionary work. It becomes a missionary work. You are always, always on a mission from this conference forward. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because all the barriers are broken. All the barriers are broken. The door is open to you. The supernatural ministry is yours. You are God's project. You are His answer. You are His 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 project. Nothing can distract you. Nothing can distract you. Nothing can successfully attack you. Nothing can stop you. Because you are His project. Last night, we heard this, that our churches are raising church planters. That is going to work from today. In all your churches, all the men under your care, all the disciples under your care, they are church planters. They are planting churches. 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 Fellowships, cell groups, cell centers. From today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From here to the uttermost, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Worship Him. Bless His name.